Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Daled, the very last daf in Perek Hazroa V'Halachayayim. We are holding on daf Kuf Lamed Gimel and Beis at E Bayulahu, just a few lines before the end of the page. So about 5 lines before the end of the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we again thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So we are holding Kuf Lamed Gimel and Beis. We're going to discuss different scenarios where a Yisrael buys part of an animal, but not the entirety of the animal, and what his obligations are in the Matanos Kuhuna, given his shared ownership of the animal. We're also going to discuss the next line of the Mishnah, which had said that if a Yisrael says that when he's buying an animal, he's buying a piece of the animal, the B'nai Me'ayim of the animal, and there are Matanos in the B'nai Me'ayim, is he responsible to pay for the value of the B'nai Me'ayim as well? Or do we just assume that since it goes to the Kohen, we're going to deduct that from the price of whatever he agreed to pay for the B'nai Me'ayim? So we're going to discuss different situations when he would be and would not be responsible, and that's going to get into the discussion of Kinyane Geneva as they apply to Matnos Kahuna. Then the next Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about a Ger's obligation in Matnos Kahuna. At what point does the Shechita have to happen in the Ger's process? Does the Ger's have to happen in order for him to be Chayiv in Matnos Kahuna? And then the Gemara is going to bring a stira from another Mishnah and deal with that stira in terms of the Gerus. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to start discussing inyanim relating to other matnasanim, like leket, and we're going to bring a maisa from which we're going to derive a certain halacha about leket, and we're going to discuss whether a chacham should go and try to be zocha in the matanos that are being brought for the people in the yeshiva before someone else goes and is zocha in it. And then the last mission of the Perek on Amud Beis is going to discuss exactly where the Zroel and the Chayayim are, meaning to identify which parts of the animal are included in these matanos, and that will round out the parak. So let's begin. 5 lines from the end of the page, Yibayiluhu, 6 lines from the end of the page, Yibayiluhu at the very end of the line. So the Gemara raises the following shaila. Yibayiluhu, if a Kohen sells an animal, a live animal, to a Yisrael, and he says, Harosh shalicha, you'll get the rosh of the animal, the kula shali, but the whole rest of the animal I'm going to keep. Mahu. So what's the din of the l'chayayim in that rosh of the animal? Basar chiyuv azlinan. Do we look at the place where that matana is? V'chiyuv agabe Yisrael hu. And the matana of the l'chayayim is within the roshos of the Yisrael, and therefore it should be chayiv in matanos. Odilma basar ikar behem azlinan. Or maybe no. We look at who owns the animal. V'ikar behem at the kohenu. The animal, for the most part, is owned by the kohen. He's the bailam on the entire body of the animal. And therefore, maybe the Yisrael is part from giving the l'chayayim to the kohen. So says Gemara Tashma, we'll bring a raya from a brisa. Ovid chavim, the kohen, shemasu tzonim liyisrael ligzos. If you have an ovid chavim or a kohen that give their sheep to Yisrael to shear the sheep, Potter, it's Potter from Rishis HaGez, because a Kohen and a Guy are Potter from Matnos Kuna, and the Yisrael is not the owner, he's only their Shaliach, and therefore he's a Potter. Now, the Lashon of the Rishis is a little bit difficult, because it should have said, Tzon of a Kohen or an Ovi Chavim is Potter from Rishis HaGez. So why does it have to be that they give their Tzon to Yisrael? So Rashi says that the reason the Brisa uses that case of giving it to Yisrael is Agav, our Mishnah, by Yisrael L'chayayim V'keva. And the Gemara explained that the reason the Mishnah said that is to tell me that Hadini Matabach, that when there's a Chiv of Matanos, the Tabach is responsible to give it to the Kohen. The Shochet is responsible to give it to a Kohen. So that's why we keep involving the Tabach in the discussion of the Matanos. So Agav that, we mentioned the guy who's shearing the sheep, even though really it's only the responsibility of the owner of the animal. Halokeach Geiz Tzono Shalavit Chavim, if a a person purchases the shearings of a sheep of an Ovid Chavim, but the behemah remains in the possession of the Ovid Chavim, even if you purchase those shearings before they're actually sheared, Potter Reishis HaGeiz. The Lokech does not have to give Reishis HaGeiz. So v'zeh, this situation where the body of the animal belongs to an Ovid Chavim, and the Yisrael is just buying the Matana, Chomer B'zroah V'l'chayayim U'keva, Yoser Reishis HaGeiz, is a one example of a case that we have a chumra by Zerol Chayim Keva beyond Reishis HaGeiz, by where if the guf belongs to the Kohen and the Rosh belongs to Yisrael, you're chayven l'chayayim, whereas the guf of the belongs to the Kohen or Novi Chavim and the Tzemer belongs to Yisrael, you're pata from Reishis HaGeiz. So we see that Zerol Chayim Keva is more chumra than Reishis HaGeiz, but from the fact that the Brisa highlights that as the chumra, so Shema Mina Bas Chiyuv Azlin Shema Mina. So what we do see very clearly though is that when the Kohen owns the guf of the animal and the Yisrael only owns the head of the animal, that by matanos we're machmir, that you're chayiv in the l'chayayim. So that in fact is a good raya to be poshate our shayla. So now next, the Mishnah said, v'im amarlov, the Kohen says to Yisrael at the time that he sells him the behema, chutz min matanos, and I'm selling you the behema except for the matanos, pater min matanos. So then he's pater from the matanos. So the Gemara asks a stira from a brisa, uriminu, that we have a brisa that if a Kohen says to Yisrael when he sells him behema, al menas shamatanu shali, that I am making a condition in the sale that I get the matanos. His tanai is not going to help because the matanos do not belong to the Kohen, they belong to every Kohen. They don't belong to the guy who's buying the animal, and the Kohen who's selling it is not able to make such a tanai with the buyer who he's going to give his matanos to. V'nosin l'chol Kohen, nosin l'chol Kohen sheyirtze, he can give it to whatever Kohen he wants. So why in our Mishnah does the tanai help and the Kohen gets to keep the matanos when he says chutz min matanos? So the seller gets to keep those matanos? So says Gemara, that's not a stira at all. Al menas achutz karamis. You're asking a stira between a lashon of al menas versus a lashon of chutz. Chutz shiura. The lashon of chutz implies that it's being excluded from the sale. So in that sense, of course it's going to work. He's leaving it out of the sale, and therefore he gets to keep these matanos because he's never selling these parts of the animal. But al menas lav shiura. When you say something al menas, that's not a shiur. That's you're selling the entire animal. You're making a tanai in the sale of the animal that you'll get the matanos back. That you're not able to do. You're not able to make a tanai to determine who he can and cannot give the matanos too. So says Gmar Urminu, but I'll ask you stira between this brisa that almanas does not work and another brisa that also talks about a lashon of almanas, and apparently it's going to work in another brisa. If a Kohen says to Yisrael almanas hamatanos shali hamatanos shalo, that you see in another brisa that ataka does work. Says Gmar Bahapligi, it's a stira, it's a machlokus between the two brisas, and what they're arguing about is marsover almanas shiuruhu, umar sovra almanas lav shiuruhu. They're arguing about how to interpret the phrase almanas. Is almanas something that's an exclusion from the sale, and therefore the seller is allowed to keep the parts that he's not selling, the parts that he keeps, so he's allowed to keep the matanos for that reason? Or do we say that almanas is not a shiur, it's an absolute 100% sale, and he's just trying to make it tonight that you have to give him the matanos kuna, and that would certainly not work. The Mishnah then went on to say, if the Yisrael who's buying the animal says to the shochet, sell me the b'nei me'ayim, and there are matanos in the b'nei me'ayim, he has to give those matanos to a Kohen, and it doesn't take away anything from the purchase price of the b'nei me'ayim. But if he buys it by weight, then he gives it to a Kohen, and he could deduct that from the purchase price, because the matanos were part of the weight that he's paying for, and he shouldn't have had to pay for that. So Amar Rav, lo shanu ela sheshaka liatzmo. Our Mishnah's din that if he buys it by weight, the lokech gives the matanos to a Kohen, but he gets to deduct the price from the weight of the matanos from the price. That's only when the lokech did the weighing himself. That since the mocher never touched the matanos, the Kohen is not able to be toveya to give him the value of the matanos. He's only able to be toveya the matanos from the lokech, and the lokech could then be toveya the money from the shochet. Aval shaka lo tabach hadinim atabach. But if the butcher is the one who did the weighing of the animal, and the lokech gave him the money, and he gave the lokeach, the entire Bnei Me'ayim, with the matanos, including the Bnei Me'ayim, then the Kohen could be toveya the tabach as well, to give him the matanos, because he touched it, to give it to the lokeach. So he's considered like a gazlan when he touched it, and the Kohen could be toveya him, could be toveya the toveach, he could have a taina on the toveach, and if the matanos are still around and the lokeach has them, so the tabach should take them from him and give them to the Kohen, and the tabach should pay the lokeach for his loss for these matanos. And if they're no longer around, let's say the lokeach already ate them, then it's the butcher's responsibility to pay the Kohen for it. So in the end of the day, either way, the guy who buys it from the butcher is not going to end up losing money on the matanos. He's not going to end up having to pay for the matanos. Either he'll eat them, and the butcher is going to have to pay for it. He's going to have to pay the Kohen the value of it, or the guy who bought it will be allowed to sell it back to the tabach, but it's going to be the tabach's responsibility if the tabach was one that weighed it. But if the lokeach was one that did the weighing, then then it's just a matter of the tabach is out of the picture, and the whole din of the kohen is with the lokeach. Ravasi Amar Afilu Shakalo Tabach Hadinimo. Ravas says, no, even if the Tabach is the one that did the weighing, the discussion that the Kohen should be having is with the Lokeach. The Kohen should be Tovea the Lokeach to give him the matanos, because he's the one that has the basar that belongs to the Kohen. So says Gemara, what are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about what Rav Chista said. Dam Rav Chista Gozov Lonis Yashua Bailim. It's a sugi at the end of Baba Kama. If a person steals something and the Bailim never had Yayush yet, and therefore the object is still considered to be in a certain sense Birushos HaBailim, because the Bailim didn't give up on it, Uba Acher V'Achalo, and another person comes and eats that item that was stolen or in some other way destroys it, so then the Nigzal gets to choose how he wants to collect. Ratza Mizegova, Ratza Mizegova. He could go to the Gazlan himself, because as soon as it was stolen, the Gazlan had a Chiyuv Hashava, the Gazlan had to pay. Or if he wants, he can go to the person who ate it, because the guy who ate it at the time that the Bailim had not yet had Yeush, the Mammon was still considered Berushos HaBailim. So the guy who ate it was taking it away from the Berushos HaBailim. Demar Islei D'Rav Chista, Umar Lesle D'Rav Chista. So Rav apparently holds like Rav Chista, that you can collect from whoever you want, and therefore he said that the Adinim HaTabach, that you can go to the butcher, because what he meant not is that the din is only imatabach, that the Kohen can only go to the butcher to collect his matanos. It was that the din even imatabach, he can even go to the butcher to collect his matanos, but obviously he can also go to the lokeach. And Marlesa is Rav Chisra. Rav Asi disagrees with Rav Chisra and holds that the nigzol cannot be toveya either party. If the second guy ate the gazela, the nigzel could be toveya only the gazla, not the guy who ate it. And if the gazela still, the lokeach still has the gazela, so the nigzel could be toveya only the lokeach. So here also he holds that the kohen could be toveya only the lokeach, because he's the one that has the matanos, not the tabach. So says Mar Lo, that's not really the Nukudas HaMachlochas. De Kuli Alma is the Rav Chista. Maybe Rav and Rav Asi both hold like Rav Chista, that the Nigzal is allowed to collect his Gezela from whichever party he wants, whether it be the Gazlan or whether it be the guy that ate it. V'hacha b'matnos kuna Nigzalos k'mifilgi. Over here, the whole Machlochas is whether there are Kinyan Gezela at all on Matnos Kuna, like all other Mammon in the world. Or do we say that since there's Zoch in the matanos, mikoach kavoa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezaka them in the matanos, so they have a stronger kinyan in the matanos, and therefore there are no kinyan gzeila on the matanos. So wherever the matanos are, they're considered in the rishus of the kohen. The Mar Savar Rav holds nigzalos, that they can be nigzal, and therefore when the tabach takes them and gives them to the lokeach, that tabach is a gazlan, and he becomes responsible to pay for the matanos, and the kohen could be toveya the tabach, even though the tabach doesn't have them. Umar Savar ain't nigzalos, but Ravasi holds that matanos kuna cannot be nigzalos. They don't have dine gazela that are mechayev a gazlan to pay. No, wherever they are, whoever has them has to give them back. So if the lokeach is one that has them, he's the one that has to give them back. So the Kohen's entire din is with the lokeach and not with the tabach. So ika demasni la hashmaita bifnei atzma. Some learn this machlokas amarayim independently, not like a machlokas in how to touch up the Mishnah, that Rav Amar Matnos Kunin Nigzalos, Rav Asi Amar Matnos Kunin Nigzalos, meaning much more directly, instead of making a whole thing about Mecholi B'nei Me'ah, that it depends if this one weighed it or that one weighed the B'nei Me'ahim, no, just stam, a standalone machlokas, that Rav holds Matnos Kuna are Nigzalos, it's just like any other item that has Kinyan Gzela, and therefore, as soon as a person is a Gazlan, he becomes Chayiv, and even if he doesn't have it anymore, and it's somewhere else, you can be Tovea the Gazlan. And Rav Asi says, no, Matnos Kuna are not Nigzolos. Wherever they are, they're in your Rishus, and you can only be Tovea the person who has them or who had them last. You cannot be Tovea someone who had a Din Gazlan on them somewhere along the way. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the Din of Matnos Kuna as it relates to a Ger. Gershin is Kari Vahaisalo Para. A Ger who converts and he had a Para. Nishchata Ad Shalon is Kair Pater. If the Shechita was before the Gerus, he does not have to give the Zerah L'chaim and Keva to a Kohen, because the Chiv Matanos is Chal at the time of the Shechita, and he was a Goy at the time of the Shechita. So he's going to be Pater from giving the Matanos. But Mishan is Gayer Chayiv. If the Shechita happens after he's Megayer, then he's going to be Chayiv to give him to a Kohen. Safek, let's say he's not sure if it was Shechted before or after. He's not a Shochet. He had given it to a Shochet. He was preparing a celebratory feast for after his Gerus. It's a very big day in the person's life. And he didn't know exactly when the Shochet Shechted, whether it was before his Tevila or after his Tevila. So then Patrish, Motzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya, because Kohen, who wants to take these matanos, he's going to have to bring a raya that he's actually entitled to them, and short of bringing a raya, he's not able to get anything. So the behema was becheskas hager. The kohen wants to be motzi miyado. He's going to have to bring a raya that he's in fact entitled to these matanos. Says the Gemara, ki asur Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rami le Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. He pointed out that Rabbi Shimon Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following stira. Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, Safek Pater, that if he's not sure when the Shechita happened, whether it was before or after the Gerus, he's going to be Pater. Alma Sveka Lukula. So we see over here that according to our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, so that's what we assume according to the Shechita of Rav Meir, when you have a Safek Matnos Kuhuna, we could be Mekalim Paterim Gzamotim Mechaver Lavaraya. Or a Minhu, but I'll ask you a stira, because there's a Mishnah in Maseches Peah in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Peah relating to Leket, where the Matana, it's one of the Matnas Aniyim that's called Leket, that when you go and you harvest your field, you're not allowed to gather the Shibalim that fall at the time of the harvesting. You leave them for Aniyim to go take them. Leket Kitzir Chalos Leket. The pasuk says La Ani Lager Tazovosam. So all the dinim of Leket, there is no Maseches Leket. They're all found in Maseches Peya. So in the halacha of Leket, in the Mishnah, in one of the Mishnahs relating to Leket, in Maseches Peya, it tells us Chorei Anamalim, that the ant holes that are in the ground, that where wheat is sometimes found, so Shebetoch HaKama, if it's in the area of the field that still has standing grain that hasn't been harvested, Harei Elu Shel Balabayis, that wheat belongs to the Balabayis. Leket is only that which fell B'Shas Ktzira, this wheat that's found in the part of the field that was never Niktzar, that was never harvested, so there's no din of leket on them. But if they're found in the part of the field that has been harvested, in the part of the field that's already harvested, the parts that are on the top of the that are close to the opening of the hole, that are on the top of the ant hole, those belong to aniyim, because we can assume that the ants took them from the shibalim that had fallen at the time of the ketzira, meaning they are exactly leket, and the ants put them there. Vatachtonim, but that which is found all the way in the bottom of the ant holes, shel balabayis, that belongs to the balabayis, because they must have been there from before the ketzir, from before the harvesting. Rameir says that whatever's in the ant holes, it's a suffix. When it was brought there, right? It's a suffix whether it was taken from leket or not. Hakol aniyim. So therefore, everything goes aniyim. Shesuffik leket leket. Whenever you have a suffix whether something is leket, it's leket. The Baal HaSad is not allowed to keep it for himself. So what do you see? Rav Meir holds you have a suffix matnos aniyim. We're machmir. You have to give it all to the aniyim. So the lechora, the same thing should be true when it comes to suffix matnas kuhuna. So how come when it comes to the suffix matanos in our Mishnah, Rav Meir is makel on the suffix matanos because of a motzi mechavero alav haraya. So that's the way Rashi understands that the stira is within Shitas Rav Meir, and even though Rav Meir wasn't named in our Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah, and therefore Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Tosas understands that Rav Shimon Lakish is asking from the Tanakhama as well, who's matir the Chitim HaTachtonos, because he was matir only because there's no Chashash Leket at all on the Chitim HaTachtonos, which makes it sound like if there was at least a Suffolk Leket, he would be Mechayev giving that to Aniyim as well. But that's a different way of understanding the Mishnah, that it's understanding that which is at the bottom is not even an issue, it's not even a suffix, it's not even a chashash, only that which is at the top is a chashash leket, and that's why you have to give it to Anim. So either way, it seems from this Mishnah that suffix leket is, it's explicit in this Mishnah, suffix leket is leket, and in our Mishnah, it said not that way, that suffix matanos are not matanos. So Amar Leih, so B'yechus Esrei Shlakish, Al Takni Teini, don't ask on me from the Mishnah, Meseches Peah, Shabalashun Yachid Ani Shonosa. I learned that in the name of an individual Tana. I am not Gores Divrei Rabbi Meir in that Mishnah where it makes it sound like everyone agrees that that is in fact Shitas Rabbi Meir. I'm Gores in that Mishnah Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra Mishum Rabbi Meir, that's one person's version of Rabbi Meir, but that others disagree about whether Rabbi Meir holds that way. The Tanya, because after all there's a Brisa that makes that pretty clear, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Omer Mishum Rameir, Savik Lekad Lekad, Savik Shikha Shikha, Savik Peya Peya. That yes, there is someone that thinks that Rameir said that Savik Lekad is Lekad, but it's in the Brisa, it's more specific, that only Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra says that in the name of Rameir. So the Tana in Meseches Peya, who says that according to Rameir, Savik Lekad Lekad is going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, but our Mishnah disagrees and thinks that Rameir holds that Savik Lekad is not Lekad, that we would say Amal Simecha Vera Lafaraya. So Amal Lo, Reish Lekad says back to Rabbi Yochanan, Al Tishna Osa, Ella Beloshon Ben Tadal. Even if you don't learn this Brisa in the name of Rabbi Ben Agra, even if you don't learn it in the name of Rabbi Ben Agra, you learn in the name of Ben Tadal. Who's Ben Tadal? Ben Tadal, Rashi says, was a famous Shota. Meaning, I don't care who said it. It could be the biggest moron in the world said it. Some of the gifts of Ben Chananel says Ben Adal. Ben Adal was a Talmud that was not the Medaktik B'Shmuosef. He was someone who didn't take such careful notes, and he often got things just a little bit wrong when he would say things over. So he's saying, even if you say it in the name of someone that is totally off, Vataima Ka'amar, but he gives a good reason why Reb Meir is Machmir. So what are you going to answer on the Tana of our Mishnah? To Amar Reb Shimon Lakish, because Reb Shimon Lakish explained the reason of Reb Yehuda ben Agra. Mai dechsiv ani v'rash hatstiku. Mai hatstiku. What does the pasuk mean when it says ani v'rash hatstiku? What does it mean hatstiku? If it means that when Ani or Rush comes to a Din Torah and you're the Dayan, so you have to go out of your way to try to find a Zuchus for them so that they can win the Din Torah. No, Vaksiv, Vidolo said Abrivo, that's absolutely usher to do. You're a Dayan, you have to be absolutely fair. Ella, Tzadeik, Mishalcha, Vitainlo. No, what it means to say is if you have a suffix on something, whether you have to give it to an Ani or a Rush, don't say Amutzi Mechaver Alavaraya, Ananya Virash, on someone who's poor. Do a tzedakah. Give it to him when you have a suffix. So you see that we're machmir on suffix matnos aniyim, and l'chora the same should be true by matnos kahuna. So why does the Tan of our Mishnah say that we're makil when it comes to matnos kahuna? Now we're assuming that there's no chilik. Tosas points out we're assuming there's no chilik between matnos aniyim and matnos kahuna. That ani v'rash hatstiku will apply even to matnos kahuna, since the Kohanim rely on the matanos. I guess that they're considered like aniyim in the parsha of matnos kahuna. So Amar Rava says, no, it's not a stira. Hacha para b'cheskas petura kaima, kama b'cheskas chiyuva kaima. In our Mishnah, when we had the suffix, whether the para is chayv and matanos, and we go back to the original chazaka. The chazaka of the para was that it belonged to a guy, so it belonged because the guy had not yet been megayer, as opposed to the chitim that are in the chori nemalim. When the suffix came up, it was the suffix arose when we had already a chiyuv leket from the kama. So the kama is b'cheskas chiyuv, and therefore the sada belongs to Yisrael, always belonged to a Jew, so it was going to be chayv and leket. and it was always becheskas that it was going to be chayiv and leket. So that's why you give these chitim to aniyim. Amle Abaye vare isa nasis ad shalon is gayer pater menachala. If a dough of a ger is made before he converts, it's pater from chala because the chayiv chala is b'shas lisha at the time that he needs the dough. Mishen is gayer chayiv, and we said that if the dough is made after he's megayer, the Mishnah Maseches Chala tells us he's chayiv because shas lisha is already a Jew. Safek chayiv. Now the Isa is also should be like our Mishnah. It should be like the Matanos, where it's becheskas pater, and yet we're still going to say over there by the Isa that safek it's chayiv. So I'm like safek isura lechumra. When it comes to a safek isra that has a chayiv misa, someone who eats an Isa that the challah has not been hufresh from it is chayiv misa bidei shemayim. So we're not going to be so mech on the chazakah when the stakes are that high, as opposed to safik matanos of a parah, which is really only safik mamona, meaning there's no ritual law that forbids Yisrael from eating the matanos. It's only a monetary law that he owes it to the kohen. So that lekula, that's where we say amotzi mechaver lavaraya. Meaning we never say amotzi mechaver lavaraya when it comes to ritual law. That's where we say safik darayis luchumra. We only say amotzi mechaver lavaraya when it comes to dinim amenus. Damar of chisav chen tani rebchia shmonas fekos namru beger. There are eight Sfeikos that come up by a ger, arba l'chiyu, four of them we're going to say the suffix is l'chumra, v'arba l'ptur, and four of them we're going to say the suffix is l'kula. What are these sfeikos? Karban ishto, a gioris gives birth, and suffix whether the birth happened before the gerus, and she's pater from karban leida, or after the gerus, and she's chayiv in a karban leida. V'chala, or our case of hafrashas chala, where we're not sure whether the kneading happened before or after the gerus. U'b'charbeim atameya, the peter chamar, where it's suffix if it was born after he's Megayer and he needs a pidyon peter chamar in order to be able to get anah from it. Or bechar be'ematoro, or a regular din of a bechar. You're not sure when the bechar was born. So in all these cases, whether it was before or after the gerus, in all these cases, the suffix is lechiyuv. So she's going to have to bring her carbon by the yoledes because she's besuffik israchilus kachim, which is known as kares. By the suffix chala, it's suffix misabide shemayim. Suffix peter chamar, she's going to have to be poda for a says something b'chor be'im Torah. You're not going to allow to be shechted. She's not going to allow. He's not going to be allowed to shecht it until it develops a mum because that's an onesh kares. You're dealing with shechitas kachim chutz la'azara, which is an onesh kares. Whereas on the flip side, reishis hageiz, if you have a situation of reishis hageiz, you're not sure if the shearing happened before or after the gerus. V'amatanos, you're not sure if the shechita happened before or after the gerus. So pidin aben, he has a firstborn son. You're not sure if he was born before or after the gerus. So pidin petra chamor. You don't know if it's born after he's megayer and he has to give it to a kohen. All these things l'ptur that since it's only suffik mamon hamotzi mechaver lavaraya. Kiyasa Rabin Amar Kama Akama Ramile. The Gemara brings that others have a different girsa in the case where Rabbi Shimon Lakish asks on Rabbi Yochanan that when Rabin came for Yisrael to Bavel, he said that Rabbi Shimon Lakish found a different brisa that says that when there's a suffix on the Kama of a ger, on the standing grain of a ger, if it was harvested before he was Megayer or after he was Megayer, Rameir holds its potter from Matnas Anim. And that's where he asked the steerer between the brisa and the Mishnah Nepeya by the Chori Nimalin, by the suffix of the Kama. That it says that according to our mayor, Safek Leket is Leket, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah in Peah is only Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, but the Chacham would hold in Achinami, the mayor would hold that you're Potami Safek. So you'd have the same answer, or the same original answer to the Stira, but a different Stira, that the Stira is actually within the world of Leket. It's not asking from Matanos to Leket. Okay, so says Mar, once we're on the topic of Leket, Levi Zara B'Kishar. Levi planted in a place called Kishar. And there weren't any Aniyim to take the Leket that was left in the field. So Asal came to Rav Sheshes, came to Rav Sheshes and said, what do I do? He lives in this rich neighborhood. There are no Aniyim that want the grain. Some later, Rav Sheshes says that the Pasuk says you have to leave it for the Ani and the Ger. Sounds like you have to leave it for the Tzorech Aniyim. You don't have to leave it for animals that can come and eat it because no Ani is going to come take it. So if it's not worth the bus fare for the Ani to get to your neighborhood to collect the Leket, so no Ani is going to ever come to collect it, you don't have to leave it for animals to take. So they ask him, Rav Sheshes, it says in a Braisa, someone who's mafresh truma from his grain while it's still in the goren outside of the city, it's still in the on the threshing floor, ein mavien truma lo migoren liir v'lo mimidbar liyishuv v'mein shem kohen socher paru mavia mipnei hafsid truma, that you don't have to bring, you don't have to be matriach to bring the truma to the kohen from the goren to the city, from the midbar to the yishuv. The kohen's responsibility is to go to the goren and get his truma, and if there is no kohen there, then the bailum can rent a para to carry the truma, and it'll bring it to the city until he finds a kohen that to give it to. Because if he leaves the truma in the goren or in the midbar, even though it's the kohen's responsibility to get it there, but it's ultimately going to get destroyed. And lechora, the same should be true by matnas aniyim, that if there are no aniyim to take it, so it is the ani's responsibility to come to your field. But if there's no ani to take it, so you should have to pay for transport it back to the city, against Rav Sheshes, who says you could just take it for yourself, because why should you leave it out there for the birds? So says Mirna, shiny truma to tavla v'lo sagid v'lo mafishla. Now the din of truma is totally different, because as long as you're not mafish the truma, all of your grain is going to be asur. It's all going to be tevel. So you're going to have to be mafish the truma in order to be matir your tvua. Once you're mafish it, now you have a din of shmira of truma. You can't let it get destroyed. Certain things have kedusha that you need to be shomer them and make sure that they are protected and that they don't get destroyed. And truma is one of those things. Kachim is also one of those things. But when it comes to matnos aniyim, the tevua doesn't become asur when you're not mafresh the matnos aniyim. So if there are no aniyim, so fine. So then you can take it for yourself. Ask the Gemara of Ari Matanos to Lo Tavli. What about the Matanos, the Zroel Chayim Mekeva? They don't make the rest of the animal tevel. Vitanya, and yet the Brisa tells us Makom Shnagu Limlog Ba'agolim, in a place where they have the minag to bring the meat on wagons with the skin of the animal in and they put it in boiling water in order to remove the hair in so that they're able afterwards to cook the or together with the basar and to eat it. Lo yafshita sazroa, you don't have to take the or off of the zroa. You can give it to the kohen as it is with the or on it. And if you're in a place where lahafshita sarosh, where the minig is that they're mafshit the rosh from the skin, even though lo yafshita salechi, you don't have to take the skin off of the chayayim. You can give it to the kohen as is. V'imein shem kohen, and if there's no kohen to give the matanos to, malanos on bedamim. So you have to assess the value of the matanos, how much they're worth. Va'ochlan, the bailim themselves could eat them, but then you have to give the money to a kohen, to the first kohen you find, mipnei hafsid kohen, because if you're mafresh the matanos and you wait until you find a kohen, it's going to spoil, and that's not going to be good. So, but according to what we're saying right now, why can't you take it for yourself if there's no kohen available? So don't let it spoil. You don't have to have matanos that spoil. So it should be just like matnos aniyim. Says Mar, no, shiny matnos kuhuna to nesina ksiva bay. Matnos kuhuna is totally different because there's a chiyuv nesina by matnos kuhuna. The pasuk says v'nasan l'kohen as well l'chayim l'keva. So you have to make sure that you are no sane l'kohen as opposed to matnos aniyim. It doesn't say v'nasan. What does it say? Lani v'lager ta'azov osan, that you're just supposed to leave it for the onion ger. Hashu tasas l'achi shumenami nesina ksiva bay. Now that we understand that truma also has nothing to do with whether it's tevel or not. It's all about a mitzvah nesina, and by truma there is a mitzvah nesina. Why by leket do we have an extra word ta'azov? It says leket k'tzir chalos laket lani lager ta'azov osam, and then it says again leket k'tzir chalos laket lani lager ta'azov osam vayikra yutas and vayikra chav gimel. It's so apparently it's telling me that when you don't have aniyim, so you have to put them away until you find aniyim to give to. So it says mara lichid tanya that ta'azov comes to tell me the following drasha hamafkir es karmo v'lashachar hishkimu v'tzaro. Person is mafkir his vineyard, and then the next morning he goes to harvest his grapes and he takes them for himself before anyone else has a chance to take anything from it. It's not like hefker, which is pata from matnas aniyim chayiv beperet bolus p'shichav peya pater min ha-maestros. He's chayiv in all the matnas aniyim, he's just pater from maestros, meaning since it's hefker he's pater from maestros. So it must be that we learn this din of matnas aniyim from the fact that it says ta'azov, that even though normally hefker is pater from all matanos, and this guy did make it hefker, but since he made his field hefker at 2 o'clock in the morning, then he sleeps for 2 hours and at 4 a.m. he goes and he takes everything from his field, so he's obviously trying to work out a harama to avoid all the matanos. So it works as far as maestros is concerned, because he did in fact make it hefker. record, but from Ta'azov we learn that it does not work as far as the Matnas Aniyim are concerned. There was a bag full of money, of golden coins, that came to the Beis Medrash that was sent to the Bnei Yeshiva. So Rabbi Ami went and took all of the coins. How is he allowed to do that? By Matnas Kun it says Vinasan, and it sounds like you have to give it to a coin. The coin's not supposed to go and grab it himself. So the Matanas that are sent to the Bnei Yeshiva, you shouldn't take for yourself before the person gives it. So Rabbi Ami Nami La'anim Zacha Behen. Now he was a Gavai Tzedakah. He was being Zacha on behalf of Anim, not for himself. Or it could be that the Rosh Yeshiva is different than other people. Adam Chashav is different. He's allowed to be Zacha Me'atzmo. Why? Titania, the Brisa says, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, Va'Kohen HaGadol Me'echav. She'e Gadol Me'echav B'noi B'chachmo Ba'osher. That the Kohen Gadol should be someone who is elevated above everybody else in aesthetic beauty, in wisdom, and in wealth. Acherim Omrim Minayin Shem Ein Lo Shachav HaKohanim Megaldim Elso. What if you have a Kohen Gadol who's not so rich? How do I know that the other Kohanim have a responsibility to make sure that the Kohen Gadol is wealthy so he can demand respect? Tamalomer V'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav Gadleyu Mishalachav, that we are even Megadolim Mishalachav at the expense of the other Kohanim. So someone who's Nisman as a Rosh Yeshiva, the others have a responsibility to be Megadol Mishalahem. So it's Mutav Rabbi Ami to take all of the money for himself, because the other Bnei Yeshiva have a responsibility to give it to him, even to give their own money. So Kol Shekein, money that they were never Kona yet, that was just sent to the Yeshiva. Okay, now we're finally going to identify in the very last mission of the Perek where the Zra and the Chayayim are. Ezu Zra min haperek shel arkuva ad kaf shel yad, from the bottom joint of the arkuva that's sold with the Rosh until the kaf shel yad, until the bone that's called the kaf shel yad, which is the wide bone of the shoulder. It's not included in the Zroa itself. So Zroa includes two bones, the middle bone and the bone that's on top of it, with the meat that's obviously on that bone. Vuhu shel nazir, and that chelik of the Zroa of a shalmin nazir, where it says that the Kohen takes the Zroa b'sheila from the aisle and he does a tenufa by the shalmin nazir. Over there also it means that he takes those two bones with the basar that's on it. Ukenegdo beregel shok, and if you look at the hind legs of the animal, those same bones with that same meat is what we would call a shok of an animal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shok min haperek shel akuva at sovek shel regel, that a shok is between the middle, the perek shel akuva and the middle bone, meaning the shok is lower down. Ezuhu lechi, what is a lechi? Min haperek shel lechi, from the place where the cheekbones are attached to the animal's temple, I guess. Ad pika shel gargeres, until the place that's right above the kana, which is by the base of blia, till right by the neck of the animal, including that. That's l'chayayim hatachtonos, and that's why it includes the tongue as well. Remember, we had that case where someone wanted to taste what it tastes like to have tongue with mustard, and that's why he wanted the lechi, because that includes the tongue. Tan Rabbanan, Zroa Zezroa Yamin, Ata Omer Zezroa Yamin, Uenu El Zroa Small, Tamalomer Hazroa. The Zroa that you're chayiv to give as Matanos is the right Zroa, because it says Hazroa, not the left one. My Talmud, Dukadam Rabba, Hayarech, Hamiumena, Shabiarech, Hachanami, Hamiumen, Shabazroa, that just like Hayarech by the Giranasha means the right one, so we are also Hazroa means the right one. Vahalachayayim, Lamai Asa, so what's the hay by Halachayayim? Lahavit Samar Shabrosh Kvasim, Viseir Shabazakim. That the wool or the hair that's growing on the animal on that spot of the l'chayayim is also part of the matana. Ve'hakeva l'mayasa. What does v'hakeva come to tell me? La'havi chelev shal gavi hakeva v'chalav shebetoch hakeva. Hakeva comes to include the chelev on the keva and the chalav in the keva. So the Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kohanim nagu bo ayin yafim l'sanu l'baylim. The Kohanim are generous and they give that to the Bailam. Taima dinagu, halonagu didehu. That's only out of their generosity, but they themselves are personally entitled to it, and that's learned from the letter hey. Dorshe Chamuros Hayu Omrim, the people who darshan difficult to understand psukim used to say Hazroa Keneged Hayad V'Cheinu Omer V'Yikach Romach Biyado, that Hazroa that you give to the Kohanim is Keneged the Yad of Pinchas that took the spear to stab Zimri and the Midianis, and that's why it says V'Yikach Romach Biyado Ulechayim Keneged Tefila. The Lechayim that are given to the Kohen are Keneged Tefila, the Tefila that Pinchas davened to stop the Magefa. V'Cheinu Omer V'Yam Pinchas V'Yifalel Keva is Kimashma'a. V'cheinu Omer, it's because that's where he stabbed them. V'cheinu Omer v'si isha el kevasa. So it was all because of Pinchas that Kohanim are zoche to all of these things. V'tana ma'isila mehacha, a Tana learns it from the following. Shoka yamin, ainli ela shoka yamin, zroa mukdashin, but when it comes to the zroa of an ayil that Nazir brings, where the minayin, how do I know that that's also the right side, the right one and not the left one? Tamlomar truma. That's why the Pasuk says, you give it as a truma l'koin. The word truma is extra. It comes to tell me that the El Nazir is also the Yamin. Zroa chulin minayin. How do I know? The Zroa of Matnos Kuna is also the right one. Tamalomar titnu. The extra word titnu tells me that it's the one on the right side. Okay, so we're just a bit short of finishing the paragraph. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay.